Nun sagt der Kamashmulam, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, also li yodim shiyom akam no knani zu, a person, a Jew is not allowed to say how nice this guy is. It's not nice to say it. It's called lesachonin, letitin lechein, you can't be nice, say nice things about a guy. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't want to say, somebody said how nice the guy is. For listening, as a nor shall be served, as a kodesh of knani, so why don't the Mishnah say then, how nice the Jew is not dear a guy is. Biyachad umma kamar, we're talking about one nation. The Treyum, we're talking about Treyum, we're talking about two different nations. The Leiv, or Ketoni, Hagdolus Shem Kunim, the Ketana Shem Yisrael, says Kunin Yisrael, Hosem Chadumus, one nation. Elo Matishu the Kaddish, Kanim Tvei, just Kanim are more Kaddish than Yisrael. Between a Jew and a God, they're two different people. Boy Sayma Adi the Kaboy, the Misni Seifa, Stay Achuza, the Yisrael, who the Mishkatas, the Gehovna Mishkatas law. We don't find the Pasha of Stay Achuza by a Goy. The law of Bnei Achuz is not Bnei Yerusha, Mishimach Ketoni will be Yisrael, therefore the Mishnah talks about Yisrael. But really it could be the halachis of Elchin applies to a guy also. So it could be the Mishnah B'nai Tachah goes according to Rabbi Meir. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. You're holding the Yud Dalar Amar Aleph. Here we finished last Gemara up to the Mishnah. So last time I suppose again before the Mishnah, why you say more? I did the Kabbalah in the Mishnah Sefer, since the Sefer wants to say Sadi Achuzo. You don't find this by a goy. Why not? To love b'nei achuzah minu, because by goy and they're not b'nei achuzah. So it doesn't mean to say that a goy doesn't have a yerusha. That's the Gemara Kedushin that says that a goy has a yerusha m'diraisa. But love b'nei achuzah, Rashi says, din sedei achuzah, shei podeyu b'chamishim shekel kesed, it can be poided with 50 shkolim. Elo b'shov, rather by a goy, you have to be poided it according to the value of the karka. And Rashi said, the law b'nei achuzah b'Eretz Yisrael minu, because Goyim doesn't have any achuzah in Eretz Yisrael itself. That's what the Gemara says, the Mishkatas law, the law b'nei achuzah minu, Shemach Yitonu lab Yisrael. Therefore, the Mishnah says the whole case is by Yisrael. It even says the case, that Echad Sherech is Anosha b'Yisrael v'Yasakuyisha b'Yisrael. Does not want to say a Goy, even though it could be Goyim or in the Pasha of Erechim, but since the next Mishnah talks about B'nei Achuzah, and Shtei Achuzah does not apply to a Goy, therefore the Mishnah is not to talk about a Goy. The Mishnah says, B'Shtei Achuzah L'Hokal Hachmo, so by the Loch of Shtei Achuzah, there are certain times you could be Mekel, and certain times there are Chumris. What does that mean to say? What's going to be Hamaktish B'Choylas Hamochus? Somebody's Maktish is filled by Mochus, by Mecholas Hamochus. So Rashi is different shot and pshat. Rashi is one shot that means a field right around the city. It's not so choshek because everybody walks around there, so it's not worth that much that field. And the yechod hamaktish bepardisos, if somebody's maktish a field in pardisos sabasti, which is a very good orchard field, Rashi says, a krum, a good vine field that's worth a lot of money. So both of these fields, even though one is worth, let's say, $100, one is worth $1,000. So the halacha is noisein zera choymes hoyrim bechamishim shekel kesef. There's a special kulu the Torah says about if you are maktish a stei achuzah, means if you are maktish a field that you yashin from your father, so no matter how much it's worth, you have a right to be paid to it according to this cheshbin of the zera choymes hoyrim. That means how much the land it takes you to plant a choyme, which is a kulu full of sorim and barley wheat. Which really this comes out to be a land of 75,000 amis by 75,000 amis. It's a very big space of land. That's at a base kur, which is 30 sol. So this big piece of land, you could redeem it b'chamishim shekel kesef with 50 shkolim. That's a kula hatera. Therefore, it's a kula nechumra. Sometimes your makdish field is worth less than that. Still, when you pay with it, you have to pay this much. And certain times you makdish, usually a field that's worth much more than this, that's called a kula, you could redeem it at this cheaper price. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, of the sada mikna, let's say a field that you yashin from your father, for just a field that you bought, that's called the sada mikna, then noisin a shaviv. If you're makdish it and you want to redeem it, so there's no kula, you have to redeem it according to how much it's worth. We have the Lezer, and the Lezer says, no, echad stay mikna, whether you bought this field and then you amaktish it, the echad stay achuzah, whether it's a field that you yashin from your father. in both halachas, Rabbi Elazar holds, you have a right to redeem it with this kula of chaymeserim v'chamishim shekel kesef. If so, the Mishnah has a question, Rabbi Elazar, ma'bein steyachuzah steymikta, what's the difference between the two of them? The answer is, shebesteyachuzah, when you mark this, you feel that you yashin, it's your field from your father, who knows saying chaymish. When you redeem it, the owner redeems it, he has to pay an extra fifth. Well, we saw the nikna, but if you mark this, you feel that you bought, and then you yourself are paid to it back, is then a nice to chaymish. You don't have to hear an extra chaymish, according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't have to hear the chaymish. Because this halacha to pay back one, to pay back 50, is even for somebody else also. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, Hekdish Sada Malayim, as if someone is makdish a field full of trees. So Kishu Poyda, when you want to redeem it, buy it back off Hekdish, Poydi Lones Bishavyun, you have to redeem the trees according to the value of the trees. Vachoyza Poyda Karka, and then you redeem the karka, the value of the karka, with this kulam of a base zera choyme serim bechamishim shekel kesef. This field that takes you to plant a choymer of serim, you have right to redeem with 50 shkolim. That's what the Funa says. Salma, what do we see according to Funa? Alma, we see Ksavra Funa. Funa holds that Odom Maktish Bayayin Yofa Maktish. Somebody's Maktish a field Hegdish, he's Maktish Bayayin Yofa with a good eye. Rashi says, meaning to say he wants to be Maktish the trees by itself and the karka by itself. And not, if you be stingy, you want to be Maktish them together, so that when you want to be part of them, you can part even the trees with the same amount of chamishim shkolim. So since you have an eye in yofa, it means you want to be marked separately, the tree separately, and the ground and the karka separately. That's what Rav Huna holds. And this the Gemara says, Eisvei, I have a question. Eisvei, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. Rav Nachman has a question to Rav Huna. It says, Aloha, that Echrod Hamatish, they said in the Mishnah, Echrod Hamatish Bechulis Hamachus, where the Hamatish field that's right around Mechorlis means around the city. That's not worth so much. Even if you makdish a karka that has a lot of orchard, vines, has trees in it. Both cases says, you have the right to redeem it with 50 shkolim. So who is, even though it has trees, you makdish the trees, still you could be paid there, even the trees with the chamishim shekel kesef. So it's kasha nefuna. So the man says, no, omalei, Ruya la Pardisas Kamina. Misha just needs to say it was a good field that it was fit to plant vines there. But not were really vines there yet. Yeah. Ace, I have another question though. It says, Bezera. Ainla Yela Bezera. Only water field that you're going to plant the seeds. Zera Gefanim, what's going to be? Now you're going to plant the seeds of barley. What's going to be a field that you have of, you have a field of vines, of grapes, or else the sodikanim, you have a field that you have already reeds growing there, or else the sodilonis, you have a field that has trees on it already. Is minayin, how do we have to say, also you could redeem them all with this chamishim shekel, tamra, and the pasuk says, sodimikomakom. So you have to mash, even though the field has trees, still you could redeem it with 50 shkolim. Somebody said back to him, Hochina menachram here also. What it means to send this bracer is poide v'chayzer v'poide. You have to redeem the karka that you could do with chamishim shkolim. But when you go to redeem the trees, enachnami, that you have to redeem separately but according to the value. Rashi says, poide means ilonis b'shevim, you have to redeem the trees according to what they're worth. And then v'chayzer v'poide karka. Usada mikomokim the komas after the Mishnah says mikomokim loikoyela karka. It only goes on the karka that even though it's good karka that you could use for tree, that you have trees on it or that you have vines on it already, still that karka could be redeemed with chamishim shekel. But the actual trees you have to be paid according to its worth. So that could be a teres to Rav Huna. Asa, I have another question, Rav Huna. It says alochom. Hikdish shloish shilonis. Somebody was makdish three fields. Mimata asor in the beiso. That these are three trees, right? Someone was makdish three trees. That these three trees would be fit, planted nicely. That 10 of these trees would fit up the beiso. Meaning to say, that's the way you plant trees. That you plan to keep them there. Because if you have them closer together or too far away, we say for sure you have lost uproot them and planted them someplace else. But if they're spread out, that 10 trees like this could fit into a base soil, that's to how much you plan to leave it there, and then we say the karka in between is necessary for the trees. So if somebody's makdish these 3 trees that are planted in the right space, so lochur is a raise the hekdish as a karka, he's like makdish huadim the trees, the karka, and even if there are small trees in between, they're all hekdish. Now, Kishu Poydu, when he goes to redeem, if he wants to buy back of Hegdish, Poydu, Deiser, Achay, Meser, Mechamishim, Shech, Kesef. He has a right to pay only 50 shkolim. So, Pasha Smash, even for the trees also, he only has to pay 50 shkolim, and he gets it all back. What's going to be Pochus Mikan? Let's say the trees were closer together. Or, Pochus Mikan, let's say the twin, the Pochus and Matasona, Beisom, they're planted less than 10. Or yesterakein, or the plant too close together, like you have more than 10. So then we don't say that these trees plant to stay where they are. Or your else in the case, shekdisha and bezeachazer, where you makdish first one tree, then you makdish another tree, zeachazer. In all these cases, lehitish, leyesakak, you did not mean to makdish the kark in between. For leyesilonishavre, not the trees in between. Then you only mean to be makdish just the tree itself. Because this tree is not aiming to stay in this karka. So if we only meant to be makdish the tree, not the karka itself. For lo yoid, not only this, Rashi said that means v'loy eino bavad niftim b'shevein, sheini moyim hegdish karka klal, not only these cases now when you want to be paid back these trees, like you have to pay the value of the tree, because there's no karka involved, elo afilu hegdish ilo noisov, even if you makdish the trees of a field. And viachaka chikdish karka, then later you will makdish the field of that tree. Kishu poydu, when you go to redeem it back, poydu silonis b'shavayim, you have to redeem the trees according to its value. V'chayzo poydu karka beizel achay meso mechamishim shekel kesef. Then you can redeem the karka according to its cheshbin of 50 shkolim. Yeah. V'ashivachaka chikdish karka, then you makdish the karka, the ikol ameima lifer koaga v'aryo, if you look, he hoyev v'loy kitru yach, since you didn't do it together, the point of the ilonis by itself, and then this. So Chur Rashi says, that you have to refer to the ratio. The echa begdishin yachad, nifka maga karka, it says, if you put them together, if you makdish them together, then you could redeem them all together. It says here, hikdish shalosh ilonis, so it says, I raise the hikdish as a karka, as ilonis abinayim. And kishu poida, it says you paid the base of chamishal mechamishal kesef. Mashma that when you makdish the 3 trees with the ground in between, so when you want to be paid to it, you can paid to it all together. Not like the funa says you can be paid to them. You have to do separately the trees according to its value and the kark according to chamishal shekel. Someone says v'chita, maybe you want to answer me here also. Achinam here also. No, it means also when you makdish the trees with the ground, when you want to redeem it, only the ground is with chamishim shekel, but maybe the trees have its own value. Yeah, the chita machinam mi poyde v'chayz v'poyde. Someone says no, chomi the sefer, since the sefer this bright says clearly that poyde v'chayz v'poyde, that's when you makdish it separately. Yeah, is mechlau the ratio we did it together. Why? It does not mean to be paid with separately, we can paid it all together. So it's a kash and Rav Huna. So my answer is, I'll tell you next time, at this last price, Elo Hamani Reb Shimoni. The last price goes according to Reb Shimon Shita. The Yom Reb Shimon holds, Makdish B'yayin Ro Makdish Anachnam. If someone is Makdish to Hegdish, he's Makdish with a bad eye. Meaning to say, he does it the best way for himself. So when he's Makdish, he's 3 trees with the kark in between, he means to be makdish it altogether. And therefore he has a right to redeem it also altogether. Rami Rav Huna Taka says, you have to redeem each one separately, because he says, when you makdish, you do it b'yayin yofer. But this b'yayin senechlami goes according to Rav Shimon, it holds, a person's makdish it b'yayin raw with a bitter eye, what's better for himself only. The Tanya would end like this, ha makdish es hasad, somebody's makdish a field, hikdish es kula. You mean to makdish everything in the field, even the trees, everything in the field also. We have the Shimon Amino, Lehegdish Elo Charuv Hamukov, the Sadan Hashikma. You only mean to makdish only these two types of plants. but not any other tree. So you see, the other trees you mean to keep for yourself. So Rashi says, "Shimrim lehigdish ilana shavayin not magdish all the other trees in the field." Ela charuf hamuk besadan hashikma shehem sekein, because they're older or gedolim miyad, they're very big. For yonker they nurse misada from the field hegdish tvei mishalonis. That's what Moran Barbasa says. So sadan hashikma, Rashi says, that there are shkomim lokat seisim v'shiglu, but even this plant, the shkomim, you cut it off, so it should grow bigger. Now, before you cut it, it's called besuna shikma. And liachak tzitza is called sadin shikma. That's the Mishnah means here, or chruv ham, that's this sadin shikma. So sadin shikma is called, after you cut it down once, it's called sadin shikma. Or else the charuf ha-mokav is a boxer tree that your mokav, you plant, you graft it onto another one. So only those two are your makdish, but not the other plants, the other trees, to see your makdish buying raw. So therefore it's no stirut Rav Huna. Moses says, let's see. Rav Shimon, if this brisa goes according to Rav Shimon, then let's see. Amos said, what's the safer say? The lawyer, not only this case, el afilu higdish ilo naisav, your makdish are trees. The yachaka higdish kaka, when you pray the prayers, you learn as b'shavayim. Because the prayer based there, the chaim the chamishim shavakasef. Since you did it separately, so if we can apply it, we prayed each one separately. And more stress, why? We Rabbi Shimon goes to this part. It goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shitam. So laser bossa pigim, we should go bossa shas at the time when you are redeeming it. At the time when you're redeeming it, since you already makdish both the trees and the karka, you should be able to repay the both according to the 50 shkolim. Yeah, in other words, like Moses says, v'lifriku agabarayu, should be able to be paid there to redeem the trees the same price as the karka, the cost of the karka. So Hashemin le Hashem, because here, according to the Hashemin Shita, is the yosa bosa pigeon, he goes bosa pigeon. The time of law like this. Minayin, how do I know to say, v'lateyach asodim miyoviv? If somebody buys the field off his father, so it's not a steyachuzi yet, you didn't yashin it, but you bought it, it's called the sodom mikna. Vegdisha, and the son was makdish this field that he bought off his father. And then the achakach mesav, then the father died. So minayin, how do I know to say, shetay lefonav kisteyachuzi, should be considered to you like a steyachuzi? Meaning to say that when you want to be paid with now, even according to Chomer the Mishnah, you can pay it at a cheaper price of 50 shkolim. Even at the time when you were makdish, it was a stay mikna. Talmudim, the pasuk says, "Im es stay miknosei asher loy misteyachuzosei." Like when the yati paid the bishavayim, only you saw the mikna that's not going to be a stay achuzah. So with Ashen, saw the shein really a stay achuzah, something that's not fit for you to yashin. But yotzei tzedu goes out this case here, even though you bought it off your father, but really a stay achuzah. We know that it's fit for you to yashin from your father, therefore when you play with it, you have a right to redeem it with 50 shkolim. Diber Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So who according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, you see, you go boss a pidyon. So Bishas pidyon, since at that time the father died already, so it's called the stay achuzah, so you see, you could redeem it with 50 shkolim. Rabbi Meir says no. This far he doesn't say, he only says, how do we know to say minayin? If you buy your field off your father, who makes? And the father died first. And then you makdish the field. So now at the time when you makdish it, really it's a steyachuzah. So minayin, how do we know to say, that even though first you bought it, but since your father died already, it's mamash, it's like a steyachuzah.